This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-I-D.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On those delicious vibes, 585-252.
Not the delicious vibes.
9800. You guys know the number. Hit us up on the phone or the text line. Wire the vibes up. Let's set the tone for the week, shall we?
We shall.
All right, let's get right into it. Breezy, who's here?
Our friends are just swooping in to let us know their good vibes. Good morning and happy Monday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up since we got all the cleaning and laundry done this weekend. Gotta get going on those taxes, though. Love
yeah.
you guys so much. Have a great day.
You guys, too. Payday is in, like, a couple hours for you. So.
Hopefully.
So,
filthy rich.
Enjoy.
Dripping in money. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from SOTUS.
What's up, Amy?
Checking in. My vibes are great. We had a great weekend. Went on a date Saturday. And today is supposed to be beautiful, so I hope you guys have a great day. You know what I love about Vibe Check is whenever our listeners tell us about their weekend, they always end it with, have a great day, guys. It's very kind of them. And tell us how much they love us. So
I actually didn't notice. Thank you, guys.
Really makes my morning. Makes my morning.
That's why we do the vibe check.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. My vibes are up. I had a lot of fun at Bristol this weekend.
Yeah, tell me about
skiing
that.
With my skiing and snowboarding with my friends.
Who was the worst skier?
My girlfriend.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, she tries. She tries.
So Patricia, Patricia was not. Just
Patrice is just
tumbling down those hills.
Yeah, she fell. She was
I can imagine it was. Saturday was beautiful outside. The sun was shining. It was beautiful out Saturday. We all needed it.
Yeah.
Was it packed there at the mountain?
Honestly, it wasn't. It was. I expected it to be way more packed. It maybe it was, but the chairlift didn't take that long, which was great. I did, however, so there's this one chairlift that I don't normally use all the way to the side, all the way to the right-hand side. And I was confused because most of the chairlifts are quads and this one was a three-seater and four of us were trying to get on it. So that was not great.
Right.
They had to stop the lift. It was embarrassing.
I couldn't wait Saturday morning to get up. And I was thinking about you. I'm like, oh, she's going to have, this is a good day for skiing. But it's like, don't you guys just feel so much more motivated? You get up, the sun is out. I wanted to do things. I was like, go, go, go all day on Saturday. It felt good. That's the power of the sun. That's the power of vitamin D. Who else is here, Breeze?
We have Hannah. She's here.
Hannah Banana.
Good morning. Feeling good. I also was at Bristol this weekend, Breeze. It was nice. Very nice. What about you? How about your vibes? Everything good?
Yeah, vibes are good. I was just telling Breezy in commercial break. So my dad's birthday is this Wednesday. My father is... I got nothing. When it comes to gifting him something, I have nothing. He's not interested in anything. You know, he's an immigrant from Italy. There's nothing left to give him. He has it all. What do you give the man who has everything?
Literally.
You don't. There's a Home Depot gift card. Or save your money. I don't know what it, I don't know. I texted my mom yesterday. I'm like, Ma, I want to give Dad something special this year. I was like, what can I possibly give him? She goes, you're talking about your father. What is there to get him?
I don't know.
It's
That's why
so
I'm
tough.
Asking you.
It's so tough. You know, I got him that metal detector that one Christmas?
Yeah.
Guess how many times he's used it so far?
Like once. And that's the day he opened it.
One time.
Yeah.
He used it in the kitchen. But other than that, yeah, the vibes are up this week.
The spatulas are dinging. Right, of course.
Yeah. I did really nice. It was a nice weekend, though. Went to the Amherst game. Got a lot done yesterday. Friday, I was out with friends for a birthday. It was a good time. So I'm just ready to get after this week. Coming up for the big story of the day, this was kind of tragic on Friday night. This is why you can't drink and drive. You might hit a police officer.
What?
Tough scene on Friday on Portland Ave.
Okay.
I'll tell you all about that. Plus, a very special place, at least close to my heart, that is going to be permanently closing right here in the 585. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Two Rochester police officers were injured when their parked patrol car got rear-ended by a Jeep, Grand Cherokee. This was on Portland Avenue near Lux Street around 7 p.m. on Friday night. I saw this news come in, and then I watched the video, and I'm like, what?
What's going on here?
The officers are in their vehicle. Their emergency lights are on. They're activated at the time of the crash. And then they were transported to a local hospital for treatment. They're expected to be released soon if they weren't already this weekend. But the driver of the Jeep was identified as a 52-year-old Frederick Young. He was taken into custody for driving while intoxicated.
Frederick, we're not going to reward bad behavior.
We never do on this show. Young, a city resident, was also transported to a hospital for observation due to his intoxicated state. Young faces charges of driving while intoxicated and several other traffic offenses. When you watch this video, there was no like trying to go around the cop car, trying to stop, just plowed right into the back of this vehicle.
Ugh.
And I remember years back.
It's a really bad car to rear end.
You don't want to hit a cop car.
No.
I remember years back, this happened to a woman at the corner of East Avenue and Culver. Okay, an RPD officer is sitting in his car, pulled over on the side of the road at a red light, and this woman just drove through the back of this RPD's vehicle. Didn't pump the brakes, nothing, because she was so drunk. And I think the worst part about that story was it was the second time she's hit a cop car on the road while drunk.
That's so scary. That is a scary one.
Glad those officers are okay. Yeah. By the way, in other news, Spot Coffee on East Avenue says they are closing, and their last day is this Sunday, March 2nd. An employee.
Why? Because of?
We don't know. An employee that works there was asked why they are closing, and they said they cannot comment until next week.
Wait, this is big tea.
So this Sunday, Spot Coffee on East Ave, it's their very last day. Where they're going, why they're closing, nobody knows just yet. But that's kind of sad. This place has been open for years and years, and it holds a special place in my heart. I'm kind of bummed to hear the news. I don't know what's happening with that location.
Right.
So March 2nd, this Sunday.
You used to walk there all the time.
I believe the Oscars are this Sunday as well.
Anyone watching those? We're going to get my brother on.
Yeah, we'll get Max on.
Got to give his predictions.
Coming up on the show, you guys, Christine from Greece is asking if anyone else listening has a teenager at home. Oh, what a great transition. Who's a terrible driver.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I don't want them to end up like, what was his name?
Frederick Young.
Frederick.
585-252-9800. Yes, Frederick Young. She's looking for some advice for today's parental, and we'll share with you coming up why she is so terrified of her daughter being on the road, but also being on the road alone. It's coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Anyone else have a child at home who is a terrible driver? Terrible driver.
So tough.
Christine wrote in over the weekend and says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I have a parental confidential for your show. My 17-year-old daughter, terrible driver. She's had two accidents in 6 months that she's been driving. We're not sure what to do. That's where it got me. You're not sure what to do.
You call us. It's horrible.
You're not sure what to do. Okay. Well, anyways, she did driving school with an instructor. She did 8 hours on the road with him. That's in addition to the boatload of driving she did with us. He said she was great every time. He even sent me video to prove it. She passed her driving test with flying colors, but she sucks. She does very jerky stops. She starts and then stops. It's just her whole entire driving experience. The whole thing is extremely erratic, Christine says. She agreed to take her grandmother for a doctor appointment, and her grandmother almost threw up from her driving. I think the scariest thing for my husband and I is that our daughter just doesn't notice things like stop signs.
That's not. That's not an optional notice or unnoticed thing.
We're in sort of a driving timeout right now.
I bet.
We contacted her old driving instructor to see about more lessons. But other than that, we don't know what to do. I don't think she should be driving. This conversation did not go over well. According to her, she has her license and has every right to be on the road as much as the next person. We have the Lyft 360 app. She's not looking at her phone. She's not speeding. She's just bad. Any advice?
Not the Life 360 app. Because that identifies crashes too, the Life 360 app.
I think so. My very close friends, Jen and Matt, so their daughter started driving. Their daughter got their license this Friday, and they had her drop them off at the birthday party. And my friend Jen is on the app the whole time, seeing how fast her daughter's going. Mm-hmm. It's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, your daughter just got her license 4 hours ago. That's got to be nerve-wracking.
Yeah, definitely, like, the first solo drive after you pass is, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. 585-252-9800. Anybody been in this situation? Listen, I'm no parent, but my first advice is driving is a privilege. Just because you have your license does not mean you're good at it. So if you have to take the keys away for however long that is, then do that.
Right.
But for Christina to say, I don't know what to do, like anything, practice. But practice while you're in the car with her.
Right.
Because not everyone's a good driver. Let's go over to Sean real quick. Sean says, I would take the keys away. Why this mom has not done so just yet is beyond me. Driving takes practice. It's a skill. And just because someone told her, hey, you passed and gave her a license, doesn't mean she's capable of driving and driving well. Just take the keys away.
I think you have to be extremely encouraging, though, and just like taking it away could do more damage than it could if she was actually on the road, because I have friends that are 30 years old that they just don't have their driver's license.
They don't have their license.
Mm-mm. So, like,
why?
Because is a deep-rooted thing for them.
I'm assuming it has something to do with anxiety.
Anxiety. Maybe someone told them they were a horrible driver. Maybe they're lazy. I don't know what it is. But
as far as right now, we know this girl's in timeout. Whatever that means. Maybe that means, yes, Christine took the keys away. Let's go over to Lisa this morning. Good morning, guys. So it turns out that there is such thing as a certified driver rehabilitation specialist. They're basically occupational therapists who are specifically trained to assess readiness for driving and actually give driving lessons to people who may have challenges, like kids with ADHD. They're trained to give driving instructions focused on addressing issues specifically to how their brain works. And there is one on Elmwood Ave in our city. Oh, Christine, that might be something you want to look into.
Oh my God.
That's interesting. I didn't know that existed.
I'm just saying, don't course correct so much to the point where they're like, they feel like driving is like a punishment now.
She's had two accidents in 6 months and she doesn't see stop signs.
She didn't specify how bad those accidents were. It could have been a slight bump. It could have been a total of a car. We don't know. But.
Yeah, well, an accident is an accident. Enough for your insurance to go through the roof, because I doubt she's taking care of that on her own at 17. Let's go over to Andrew. How about take the keys away from your daughter and don't let her on the road until she gets more practice time in? Most teenagers don't understand that driving is difficult in the beginning, and everyone thinks they can do it. If you suck at it or you're a liability to yourself and others, then you just don't get to do it, period.
Yeah, this person says, tell her to stop being stupid. I totaled two cars within my first year of driving from being stupid. Driving is a privilege, not a right. Driving is a privilege. Just because I can have my pistol permit doesn't mean I could use it wherever, whenever.
Right.
Same goes for driving.
You know, I was thinking about this randomly when I originally read this message from Christine, and was like, with the cell phones today, so many people are so nervous with the distractions that go on within the vehicle, especially with a new driver.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's like, when I was driving, I was trying to figure out what CD to put in. I was looking at MapQuest. I still had a cell phone. It was a flip phone, but I was still looking at it. I mean, I think there was more distractions then than there are today.
You were looking at the MapQuest that you printed out.
That I printed out. And it's like today
you have a map, the literal length of your inside of your car.
I was looking at 13 things while I was driving, but today at least there's CarPlay. You know, there's
How did one use a map?
Like, there's no star on the map that says you are here.
So to pass driver's ed, they gave us a map and then put down the location, and we had to get there using the map.
No, we really were born in different eras.
That was...
You got your license when I was 5.
Amanda said, we're 10 years apart. We know this. A lot happens in a decade. Amanda says, my suggestion would be to get her very comfortable and familiar with the routes that she's taking with your car until those stop signs are second nature and you feel okay with her driving those routes. Then she should be able to handle them and drive them without you. Another person, I hope this mom does not allow her daughter to have friends in the car, because if she is a new driver and terrible at doing it, then take away the keys and get her more practice on the road with you in the car until she is capable of driving alone. Because just because she has her license, again, doesn't mean she's good at driving.
Well, I mean, I don't know if rules have changed. I would assume that they haven't. But you have your junior license for the first 6 months to a year, and you can't have anyone in the car.
I believe, though, that's only when you're 16. She's 17. But
no, it's just a junior license, like, whenever you get it for the first 6 months to a year.
So you could be 32.
You can't drive after 9.
You could be 32.
If you get a junior license?
I don't. Who does a junior license exactly apply to?
A brand new driver.
Yeah, I don't think that applies to somebody who's 32.
I
doubt that.
I don't know.
You can't drive after 9 or have people in the car? I think that was only from when you were 16 or 17. Because when I was 17, I could start driving past 9.
Interesting. I don't know.
Correct us if we're wrong on that. Another person said, yeah, whoever that person was that suggested the certified driver rehabilitation specialist, that is a thing. It's in our city. And Christine, that would be a good resource for you. Thank you guys for the messages this morning. Keep your head on a swivel out there. Our moms are on the road. You know what I'm saying? There's just a lot of people out there driving. If you're going to learn to drive,
hopefully,
be good at it.
I wanted to say just keep her off the road for my sake, but...
Keep you off the road for our sake.
No. I can drive stick. I know what's going on.
Right. Remember last winter when you were driving to work, it was like 4:30 in the morning and nobody was on the road and you hit a guardrail? That was interesting.
Okay, that happened one time.
But that was, the guardrail came out of nowhere.
It was a curb and yeah, it blew my tire, but these things happen.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. How many of you have a significant other that does this in a relationship? And it's so annoying.
So wild. I literally experienced this. Whatever. I experienced this last night and I was like, I'll never recover. And
I'll never recover.
Truly. It's hard when you're in a relationship with somebody and you don't have the same taste in TV shows.
Or clothes.
I know, literally. Literally. That is true. I mean, that's a very niche, like, WLW relationship, but yes. I was watching my show last night.
Which one?
Southern Charm. Oh,
what is with you in Southern Charm? I tried the first episode. I got 10 minutes in.
This is my binge show for the winter.
I got 10 minutes in. I'm like, I'm so good.
Yeah, it's wild. It takes a little bit to warm up, but once you get there, you get there. So I'm watching Southern Charm, and every time I watch it, my girlfriend's like, I hate this show. Don't watch this show around me. This show's stupid. This show's dumb. And I'm like, all right, you watch a lot of dumb shows too, so don't even worry about it. So she's been saying this since, you know, season one when I started back last week. And
you're on season 4? 5. Oh, God. That is wild.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. Last night, she comes moseying over. No, she's asking questions from the bedroom. What's going on? What are they fighting about? I'm like, you wouldn't know. You don't watch the show. She moseys on over.
There's a whole backstory here.
Out of the corner of her eye, she's like, who is that?
Uh-oh.
Is that Craig's girlfriend? I'm like, ex-girlfriend. She goes, who's she talking to? I'm like, Austin. She's encapsulated by the TV show. I'm like, you don't even watch this. You don't even care. You think this is stupid, remember?
Did you have to go back and start at season one?
No, the evidence is on my Instagram, @BreezyOnAir. Literally just put it up of her absolutely engulfed by the show.
I'm sure she loves that.
But I was like, this happens all the time in relationships. You have a partner who's not into your TV show or your movies or your music, and then they can't help but be curious as to know how you spend your time.
Yeah, this would be very difficult for me to be with an individual who's not into true crime.
And so, like, her and I both watch true crime, but she watches White Lotus, and I think that show's stupid. Like, it's such a stupid show. There, I said it. Everyone's like, it's so good. It's like the best show on television. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Like, what's going on? Last I knew, he was pooping in someone's suitcase, and then I turned it off.
Oh, that's a good place to leave off.
Yeah, I was like, I'm good here. I'm so good. And then he stabbed them. I'm like, I don't. My friend over the weekend was like, it's so funny, right? I'm like, I don't get it.
The pooping in the suitcase.
The pooping in the suitcase. I mean, that's just a Tuesday for me, but these things happen, right?
Now, I think really where I've gotten in trouble in the past in a relationship is I don't wait. If we start a show together and then I'm home by myself, I can't wait for you to watch the next episode. I'm watching it without you. And yeah, I've gotten in trouble for that, but I can't wait. The suspense is killing me.
It's giving unloyal.
So
if you can't wait for that, ridiculous. What else can't you wait for?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
A little ridiculous, but okay,
babe,
sure.
You've been out of town for 3 weeks. What was I supposed to do? I had to take her home. This person says, this is why I don't ever give my wife the remote. She cannot be trusted.
Well, you know, what's aggravating is the thousand questions. Just, you going to watch the damn thing or are you not? Because
that's
what
pisses me off.
I can't catch you up on 5 seasons in a matter of 10 minutes. I can't do it.
My biggest pet peeve in life, there's a couple things. I'm very passionate about my shows. I've always been passionate about my shows. I'm a big reality TV girl, right? When I'm just trying to watch my show in peace and you're asking me, who's that? What do they do? Where are they going? What's going on over here? What's going on over there? I don't want to tell you. I don't have time to give the cliff notes. Like, go on Reddit. I don't know.
Reminds me as a kid when my grandparents used to be really big on Madlock.
What's Madlock?
Madlock was a detective show. It was kind of, I don't know how to compare it to what's on TV today. It's like he was like a 1960s, 1970s version of what's that detective?
Drew?
Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, something like that. Okay. Anyways, my grandma would come into the room asking a lot of questions, and my grandpa was just so fed up.
He's like, shut up.
I don't know. I'm too far in.
This is a universal thing, though.
It is, very much so. And I think that's, like, your problem is you guys don't really love the same shows. My problem is when I start a show with an individual, when I start a show with a significant other.
An individual, someone I found on the street. He's like, I'm literally, posting a little casting to see if you can be the person that's watching my show with me.
When I start a show with a significant other, I have a hard time waiting. I don't like waiting to finish the episode because when I have the opportunity to watch it, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to watch it.
But that's why I think it's so important to have couple shows and like individual shows. Like couple shows, yeah, we'll watch together, okay? Individual shows, I'll watch that show when I can't watch our couple show together.
So back when Breaking Bad came out years ago, favorite show of all time. Huge Breaking Bad fan. I couldn't wait for my girlfriend at the time to catch up. So I watched the entire thing without her. And then acted like I didn't. So I had to go back and watch the whole thing over again, which I didn't mind because I love the show.
I do that too, though.
And she was so upset when she found out.
It's very deceiving to be like, I get that. But also at the same time, it's like, I'm the same way. I don't have a lot of patience. Oh, this person says it's Matlock, not Madlock. I was like, Mad Libs? What's happening here?
What did they say? It's what?
Matlock.
I don't think so. It's Madlock. It's
Mad Libs.
No, it's She's right. It's a mad lock.
It's very, normally they are. Yeah.
So basically, they redid it, and they got a new series on. I think it's with a woman this time, though. It's with Kathy Bates, I think, is the leader.
Yeah, you're not selling it for me.
I'm not a fan.
I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, so everyone go watch Madlock.
We need to start keeping track of all the things you mispronounce.
We should start giving away prizes. You know what I mean?
Every time you say something wrong.
Yeah, 585-252-9800. You get a PXY Mornings t-shirt. We're going to start doing that right now.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
It was a huge weekend this weekend on Saturday for the Special Olympics. The 2025 Special Olympics New York State Winter Games was underway all across the Rochester area. They had everything from ice skating to cross-country skiing to floorball, gymnastics, snowshoeing, and so much more. Approximately 900 athletes and coaches throughout the state came to the Rochester area to compete in those seven sports that I just mentioned. The figure skating event was held Saturday morning at the Tim Hortons Iceplex. Kenny Waters, a venue captain for the Special Olympics of New York for nearly 25 years, said that his favorite part of the event every year is watching the crowd cheer for the athletes as they're performing. They're absolutely incredible. I think that we as a community do a lot of good when it comes to supporting the Special Olympics athletes. We do things like the Polar Plunge up at Ontario Beach Park. There's another Polar Plunge happening in like 2 weeks here, 2 or 3 weeks down in Canandaigua. I'm on the board for that. So really, really cool, really awesome to watch because they're actually amazing at their sport because they practice so hard and it's really great. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, so that's annual, right? It's time every single year and then they do the summer Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it was cool. Saw some of them at Bristol this weekend when I was out there as well.
Talk to me about Polar Plunge.
Polar Plunge, yeah.
You taking a dip this year?
Very excited. Yes, I've been training for that, just doing my cold plunges. And that is happening March 15th around 9 o'clock down at Canandaigua Lake. I will be hosting, so come through, come say hi, come take a dip with me. I will also be in that water.
Love it.
So come through.
Question we have this morning is it odd to have an 18-year-old teenage guy babysit your 7-year-old daughter? We got a message from a mom who says, my husband says it's only for one night, but I just don't think I can allow it. Am I being sexist? Is this mom being sexist by saying no to a babysitter because he's an 18-year-old boy? 585-252-9800. We'll get to your comments and talk about this coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free and always will be.
Am I being sexist for saying no to a male babysitter? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. If you are a parent with little kids, or better yet, have a young daughter, how many of you have a teenage boy who you have asked or hired to watch your child? Let's get right into it because we got a message from a mom who wants to remain anonymous. And I thought it was very interesting. On the angle that I think people might take on this.
Yeah.
She writes in and says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I know how many messages you guys get, but I figured I would put this out there. Not so much for advice, but just to see who agrees with myself or husband on this topic. We have a steady babysitter for our 6-year-old daughter. And this girl is a 16-year-old honor student, has been watching our daughter since she was about 2 years old. This weekend coming up, my husband has a work function and he needs me to attend it with him. We called our babysitter who was unavailable and my husband told his boss who recommended he use his 18-year-old son. I've known the boss's son since he was a little boy. He's nice enough, but he's a man. Plus, he didn't go to college and is doing odd delivery jobs in between doing some temp work for his dad's business. Okay, that matters to this woman.
Right, what?
My husband's
18. It's not like he's 30 and she's like, he's a deadbeat.
My husband says we have no other option And this will work for 4 hours on Saturday night. But I don't like the idea of having a teenage boy watching my daughter. What would he know about little girls? And how do I trust a man entirely with my baby? Sorry if this is coming off as rude, but I think any parent with a little girl would understand. My husband says I'm being unfair and sexist, but am I really in the wrong here? 585-252-9800.
Damn.
I think there are plenty of teenage boys who have little sisters or who have nieces or just have babysitting experience in general who could get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, like, I understand where she's coming from, but there's a lot of things that she just rattled off that, like, aren't really relevant.
Right. I mean, yes, he doesn't go to college and he does delivery jobs. What does that matter?
Yeah, like...
Does it? It shouldn't.
Like, it's not like he's, like, more or less qualified than a guy who did go to college. It's not like he's going to college for babysitting.
No, I mean, he's an 18-year-old kid.
Maybe she's saying that because when you go to college, sometimes you do babysit your drunk friends. No, I'm not sure. Not in her head. Yeah, listen, I do feel as if babysitting, from my experience being babysat, is more of like a girl's job.
I would agree that probably more of them do it, you know?
But I remember when I was younger and this boy from up the street who was significantly older came down and was handing out flyers for babysitting gigs.
Yeah.
And I was like, hire him. He's so cute. Me at 7. And my mom's like, no, we're not doing that. We'll hire his sister. I'm like,
really? Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
I was pissed.
Let's go over to Abby. You were pissed because you couldn't get the babysitter that you wanted, Brazy.
Yeah.
You wanted the cute boy. Abby says, my son is a responsible 17-year-old who occasionally watches his niece, who is 5, and he does a terrific job. I honestly feel women are doing themselves such a disservice when we question men's parenting and caring skills. I think this mom should at least give this kid a chance. She might be surprised, considering she's also known him since he was a little boy. That's true, too.
Right. I think the weird thing about babysitting, though, is like you don't actually know if they did a good job or not unless your kid is like,
yeah,
they did something wrong or they did something amazing. You know what? It's on the kid to say that.
They'll tell you. I think there's a lot of kids that'll say something. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
Carmen. What's up, buddy?
What up, man? Hey, when we were younger, we did this all the time. I was 16, 17. I was babysitting kids in my neighborhood. We grew up right in Gates off of Donna Marie Circle, and there was this lady. I don't even know if she's still around. Her name's Gail, but we used to watch her kids all the time for her, and that was 100% trust. We knew what we had to do, and she knew we weren't going to do anything stupid.
No, well, there are some kids out there today who are, you know, teenage boys who are very responsible. Growing up, I had a kid up the street from me who was 18. I remember being 6 or 7 at the time, but my parents would always hire him to come and watch me for like a couple hours if needed.
Yeah, I honestly don't see anything wrong with it. Maybe things have changed, but I don't know. I would still do it. If I trusted the kid enough, absolutely.
Well, I think the biggest change that we've had is the concern of what's going on in the world today, because obviously the news doesn't help with that. You know, it's a lot of creepiness happening. And so I can understand the mom's concern. I get that. But at the same time, if the dad, too, is like, hey, it's my boss's son, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's directed toward boys and men in general, to be honest with you. Because if it was a girl, like she'd say, she wouldn't even thought anything of it, right?
Right. That's the dilemma.
Toward us.
Yeah.
I get and I don't get because I went through it. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. All right. I appreciate the call, Carmen. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, guys. Have a good day.
You too, man.
Yep.
Christine says, well, it's odd only because males aren't typically babysitters. I've had male babysitters, and as a child, I like them just as much as my female babysitters. As a parent now, I don't care the sex of the babysitter, only if they can do the good, only if they can do the job.
Yeah.
This person says, no way. Creepy. An 18-year-old boy should not be watching a 6-year-old girl alone. That's a no-no.
Really?
Yeah. See,
I feel like the whole, like, innocent until proven guilty thing only applies sometimes.
Like, you are sitting here saying, like, no, he's obviously going to do something wrong right off the bat. Is he? I mean, it's a jaded way of thinking.
No, I understand that. I understand. There's a lot of people. It's split down the middle, you know, because there's some people who've experienced this and they're like Karen says, absolutely nothing wrong with him if he's a good kid. There are some really crappy females. I wouldn't want to watch my kid. Some good males I trust my kid's life with. Jackie says too much is going in the news today. And I totally understand this mom's concern. I would not allow some random 18-year-old kid to stay home alone with my daughter, who's only 8. I don't care if he thinks he can do the job or not. No, thank you.
Interesting. It's a very interesting topic for sure.
Is this mom more on the fence because he's an 18-year-old boy or because he doesn't have any babysitting experience? I don't understand why she mentioned that he didn't go to college. What does that have to do with anything? That came in from Lindsay.
This person says, yeah, hard no. If you watch Dr. Phil, the statistics are something on something sexual inappropriate go up exponentially when a male has access to children. I didn't know Dr. Phil was having stats with that, but pop off, I guess. This person says, it only takes one time. Why chance it to have trauma for the rest of your child's life? Right, but like, okay. I mean, I get it, but also like women are also capable of doing inappropriate things.
Look at all the women in the news today for having sex with their student. I mean, it's like what?
Welcome can you to my high school.
Yeah, very much your high school.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel really weird about this topic. I feel really weird about it. This person says, no, you don't know if he's going to do something wrong, but are you willing to risk it? I think the gender honestly is impeccable, inapplicable. But you just have to think long and hard about who has access to your children.
Yeah. Right. Listen, if it's somebody you're close with and it's somebody you know, and it sounds like the husband here has a pretty close relationship with his boss, you know the kid because, like the mom said, known him since he was a little boy. For me, that would be enough. I'm like, okay, if we're desperate here, we need to go out this Saturday. You need to accompany me. This is our only option for the time being for 4 hours. I would be okay with it as long as I know the kid. I can understand the mom's concern. I do. I'm not ignoring that. But to just make and suggest that, hey, every 18-year-old that watches a little kid who's a female is setting themselves up for a lifetime of scarring because she's most likely something inappropriate is going to happen. I disagree with that.
This person says, so what's the difference between a female babysitter watching a little boy? There's a lot of people that are really passionate about this.
I know.
The text line is blowing up.
It's right down
I can't the read them all.
I know. Right as of now, it's looking like, I don't know. See, what I want to do is I'd like to get this. She wants to remain anonymous, and that's fine. I respect that. But I ultimately would like to.
I'm gonna talk to the babysitter.
I want to know what her final decision is going to be, if they're going to hire this kid or not.
Yeah. I mean, keep us posted, truly. If not, I mean, we can come do it. Moose and I can come do it. I'll be there, so there's a woman present. Because I know. That would make you feel more sane about it, but oh, yikes. Not great.
No, not great at all. Thank you guys for weighing in, though. We appreciate this. I know it's kind of a touchy subject because, well, you know why. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You got PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. Thankfully, it's 44 for the high today. We'll absolutely take that, but
feels like spring out there. It really does.
Yeah, and in the last coming months, it's been really just horrendous out there with the snow. A lot of cars have been just buried off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Cars have been getting stuck. For example, this weekend, Breezy posted a funny social media video, and I'm like, oh, this is so classic of her.
So classic. So Friday
She's just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
even though I hate when people say that. But Friday night, I went down to Canandaigua to my parents, and I had a bunch of my girlfriends over. As you know, Friday night, girls' night. We stay in, we eat our snacks, we watch our shows. And...
But I have to ask, why do you do that at your parents' house and not at your place?
All my friends are from Canandaigua. Why would they drive to Fairport when we can just go to my parents? It's an empty house.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make them drive 30 minutes when I can go.
Sure.
I'm not going to make five people drive 30 minutes when one person could drive 30 minutes.
Yeah, I got you.
They have kids, you know. So went down there, and I had a bunch of stuff to do. Went down there, and my brother was there, and he went out to get something, and... He came back and like was blocking everybody in. So when they had to leave, they couldn't get out. There's snowbanks on either side. It's the ice. The driveway is surely ice. Like it's big drama. So my friends are like, what are we going to do? So my brother's sleeping. He's not awake. It's 11:30 at night. I run upstairs, grab his keys. I'm backing out and I try to get out of their way enough so they can get by.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing so, I went kind of onto the lawn, which you can't really tell what's the lawn and what's the driveway with the snow.
Right.
And I get the car stuck in the snow.
Your brother's vehicle.
My brother's car. It's 11:30 at night. I've been working on it. Now it's midnight. I'm like, well, I'm not going home tonight. I'll just sleep here, I guess. I was panicking. And I can't see anything. It's pitch black out. So I wake up the next morning at like 6:30 because I'm like, I need to figure this out. I'm looking around. It is like stuck.
It's the one wheel. You really buried it, huh?
Yeah. And there's nothing more frustrating than getting your vehicle stuck in the snow because like, I don't know. It's just a test to one's patience. So I took to my Instagram.
Well, hold on. Before you get to that, I have to know.
Huh.
How long did you try to attempt to get this vehicle out of the snow?
30 minutes the night before, 30 minutes in the morning. By myself.
Doing what? Just trying to reverse forward. Reverse forward.
Yeah, back forth.
And you were dead in the
shoveled. Water. I was shoveling around it.
You got to carry a bag of sand in the trunk.
I got a wooden plank.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because that's what... My friend told me to do.
While you were doing this, where is your brother?
Sleeping. Fully sleeping.
Well, because it's his vehicle.
Yeah. Did you finally? He doesn't know.
He doesn't even know.
And like my dad's flying in. It's like big drama. Like he has to go to the airport and get my dad and like whatever.
Okay.
So I'm like, I need to figure this out. Because like if he did this to me, I'd be pissed. So I'm trying and he finally wakes up and I'm like, hey.
He finally wakes up. Because you called him or he just got up?
I like texted him the night before, like while it was all happening. And I was like, hey, like what time do you have to wake up tomorrow? When you wake up, like text me or call me, whatever. So he's like, what's going on? I'm like, so your car's stuck. He's like, what? He comes. I'm like, I need you to help me push it.
I need that for DoorDash.
Literally. Like, I need you to help me push it. So he comes out. I'm in the driver's seat. He's pushing it. I'm like, we need two people pushing it. So I called my best friend's husband who lives right up the street. And I was like, you need to come like drive the car.
This is the first thing in the morning too.
Yeah. I'm like, are you up? He's like, ugh, who's asking? I'm like, you need to come drive the car so my brother and I can push it. And people on my Instagram are like, put kitty litter under. I'm like, I don't own a cat.
Yeah, so if...
They're like, use your floor mats
sometimes
from the car. I'm like,
It's all about traction. And a lot of times people will, if they have it, I don't know why they would, but if you have bags of sand, they say sprinkle it under the tire for traction. Most people don't have sand on them, so they use kitty litter, which is just as good. Or you want to use cardboard. You use the wooden plank. That didn't work for you very well.
Not at all.
You want to rock the car and gently accelerate. Rock the car. But you posted it to your social media, and I'm looking at it Saturday morning, and I'm like, oh, she's stuck. She's totally stuck.
I was rocking it and flooring it. I'm shocked I didn't drop the transmission. So the funniest part was I'm reading all these suggestions. I'm like, don't have sand, don't have kitty litter, don't own a cat. Like, everyone's like, I'll come now. I'm like, you live in Greece. Like, you're not coming. You know what I mean? I'm in Canada, which is very nice of all them. But my neighbor, my parents' neighbor, comes out. He's like older, right? Like, yeah. he's in no shape to be like pushing a vehicle. I don't want to be at the hands of his medical conditions. You know what I mean?
Of course not. He's already got a bulging disc.
So he comes over with a bag of sand. As my brother and I are like,
he's got sand.
We're on the final push, and he like touches his like index finger to the car, and it finally gets out. Yeah, I'm like, you must have done it, Gary. You must have done the final touches.
Gary is never going to let you live this down. Now your parents are going to owe him favors for life.
Gary didn't do anything, respectfully, of course. But my brother was so funny. He was like, we saw Gary leave his house, just peel out. And my brother was like, it's so funny. Every time I see that guy, he's like, if you ever need anything, just let me know. But we clearly need something. And he just peeled out. He was out of there.
See ya.
I think he went to go get sand, which we didn't need. But we finally got it out just from, you know, how strong I am. It's all the working out, truly.
It's one of the things that makes us.
It's paying off.
Here in upstate New York. It's one of the things that makes us so tough is dealing with this damn weather year in, year again.
Because, like, honestly, I could get a car out of the snow in some way, shape, or form, whether it's by myself or with help. Obviously, I can't do it by myself because I couldn't do it. But I can do that. I can shovel. I can plow. I can do all the things. I can't find an alligator. I'll never be able to do that.
No.
So I'm so good right here where I'm at.
I don't know how many people have done this. My first vehicle was a Chevy Blazer. Thing like had 198,000 miles on it. It was a 1996 Blazer, and I thought I could plow through anything with that vehicle.
Yeah.
So
the donuts are the size of a tire. The tire's the size of a donut hole.
I think I've shared this story with you. One morning on my way to MCC, my dad was parked behind me. So I'm like, oh, I'll just go over the lawn and I'll just plow through this snowbank that's on the side of the street. Well, I put in four-wheel drive. I go over the front lawn, which already pissed my father off. And I end up on top of this snowbank.
Teetering.
Just teetering. And I get out and I'm like, oh, this is really bad. I go and get my dad. He comes outside.
Fast.
The look on his face was like, how stupid of a son do I have? He's like, what made you possibly think you can plow through this mound of snow with your crappy little Chevy Blazer? I was like, honestly, I have a lot of trust in this vehicle. He was so pissed because he just sat down to have his coffee. Now he's got to deal with me. He's got to hook a chain up from his pickup to my car and plow me out. And you know what the worst part is? After doing all this, I get to MCC. I sit in the parking lot. I'm like, I'm already 5 minutes late for class. I'm just going to bail.
Yeah, I should probably go get pizza.
I never went.
Oh, my God. You're the absolute worst.
Winners suck.
I will say, though, pushing a car out with your body makes you feel like a total badass. Like, you could run through a brick wall. It's like, yeah, I did that. I pushed that vehicle out of the snow.
So
your sick.
Brother was behind the wheel while you pushed.
No, my friend's husband. I know. I was like, we need someone like a little, you know, smaller than my brother and I to be behind the wheel. Like, so, you got to get down here, Nick.
Winter is not over just yet, guys. So get your kitty litter.
Get your kitty litter. Get your sand. Get your wooden planks and stay ready.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station.
BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. This was a tough story over the weekend. There were two Rochester police officers who were injured when their parked patrol car was rear-ended by a Jeep Grand Cherokee on Portland Avenue. This was around 7 p.m. on Friday. If you saw the video, this guy had no intentions of stopping. He just plowed right in the back of this RPD car. And the lights were on, too, at the time. So it's not like he couldn't see it.
Right.
They transported this guy to a local hospital for treatment, along with the police officers. They are expected to be released soon if they haven't already been. But the driver of the Jeep identified as 52-year-old Frederick Young. He was taken into custody for driving while intoxicated. There was also a city resident who was also transported to a hospital for observation. Young faces charges of driving while intoxicated and several other traffic offenses. I can't think of the worst thing you can do. Yes, being drunk on the road driving, but then hitting a cop car. He hit this car hard.
Probably the last thing you want to hit, if I'm being honest.
Or another person. But years back, this happened to a woman at the corner of East Ave and Culver Road. RPD officer was sitting in his vehicle at a red light, and this woman just drove through the back of this cop car. Didn't even pump the brakes. She was that drunk. And the worst part about that story was it was the second time she hit a police officer on the road while drinking and driving.
My God, that's really scary.
Sooner or later, you just got to put these people away for good.
Right. They're clearly not learning their lesson.
So thankfully, those police officers are doing okay. Could have been a lot worse because that Jeep hit them pretty hard, to say the least. Also, in other news, Spot Coffee on East Ave says they're closing. Last day is this Sunday, you guys, March 2nd. Don't know why an employee that works there was asked why they're closing. They said they cannot comment until next week. So this Sunday will be Spot Coffee's very last day. It's kind of sad. This place has been around for years and years. Used to hang out there all the time back in college. So what they're going to do with the location, we'll find out, I guess, next week.
That is sad and very abrupt.
Very much so.
They're like, we're done. See ya.
I mean, the health department closed them down that one time last year. So
yeah. But right down the street from Spot Coffee is where we're hosting the 15th annual Bachelor Auction.
We're less than 1 month away from the auction. Some of you have been asking how you can get tickets. What should you wear? How much is VIP? Breezy and I were going to answer all of those questions and tell you what, when, and where regarding the 15th annual Bachelor Auction coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 45 for the high today. We'll take it. Looking for an excuse to get back in the dating game, meet someone new, or maybe you and your friends are just looking for a fun night out, but we got you covered either way. The 15th annual Bachelor Auction is the perfect opportunity to enjoy a night out while helping your Rochester community. And Saturday, March 22nd, you're all invited to Anthology on East Avenue starting at 6 p.m., to maybe possibly meet someone special.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, this is going to be such a fun time. If you've ever been to any of the Bachelor auctions in the past, they're always such an amazing time. Everyone's dressing to their absolute best, dressed to impress. And we just look forward to good vibes in the room, raising a lot of money and awareness for CSC, Cancer Support Community Rochester. And I'm not going to lie, I'm very encouraged by the 15th annual Bachelor Auction this year because so far, I just checked on the website.
Yeah, give them the number.
We're just a little over $18,000 that has been raised within the first, I don't know, 3 days that the actual Bachelors have been announced and started fundraising.
Now, we talked to our good friends, Connor and Tim and Hunter, who kind of spearhead this event. And as of now, they said this is a record. Starting off, before they even auction these guys off on the 22nd, usually we have a goal in mind of what we want to do. This year, it's $100,000. Mm-hmm. But to be at $18,381 at this point, starting off, is huge. And thank you if you have donated. Thank you so, so much, because all of that money stays local right here in the 585 to help people who have been affected by cancer. Mm-hmm. And so this is huge. We have 26 of Rochester's most eligible bachelors that are going to be taking the stage on the 22nd. So some of you have messaged us over the weekend. Hi, Moose. Breezy on Air is our Instagram handle. $55 is what it's going to cost to get into VIP. $35 per ticket for general admission. But if you want to buy a four-pack, it's only $120. We recommend the VIP tickets because you get an hour and a half one-on-one with the bachelors before they take the stage, plus free champagne, plus the food that they're going to serve while you're there as well. It's $15 more, but it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Dress to impress, you guys. There will be no jeans allowed at the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. Everybody that showed up last year looked incredible.
Yeah, they did. They really did.
And there's a bunch of different events that you can go support throughout the month of March here. I know we're closing in on February, but there's going to be guest bartending at Tin Cup where you can go and support and kind of scope out who you think you might be interested in, Dead Red Pecker, and a couple other places as well. So we'll keep you informed on the dates of those. But I got to say, from everybody that we've met so far, they've all been really lovely. I've never really gotten, well, I've gotten a couple bad vibes from a couple of bachelors, but over the years, I was going to say, I've never gotten a bad vibe from a bachelor, but that is simply false. They're all really great guys. And I think what I love about the batch that we've met so far is that they're really here to put their money where their mouth is. And when the rubber meets the road, they're going to raise the money to give back to such an amazing cause that is CSC Rochester.
Coincidentally, you're so right, Breezy. This past Friday, we met Jesse, we met Nick, and we met Alex. They were in the studio live on Friday with Connor, and all three of them are leading right now as the top fundraisers for CSC. Jesse has a total of $3,600. Nick is second with $2,000 he's raised. And of course, Alex is third with $1,700.
Alex might be third on the leaderboard, but he is number one in my heart. I love that guy.
He's a good dude.
Pretty.
He's 31
pretty
years
into
old.
It.
He said he works for an advertising company for the billboards. Is it?
Mm-hmm. Lamar.
Lamar.
Yeah, very fun. And you guys, if you get a group of your girlfriends together, or really anyone, you can get a discount for a four pack for just $120.
That's right.
Which is great.
Happy hour. The doors open at 6 o'clock. General admission, $35 a ticket. It's going to be 7:30. And then the bachelors will take the stage starting exactly at 8:30 at Anthology on East Avenue.
This is our biggest event of the year, I would argue, for Moose and I. We love hosting it. We love being a part of it. It is a lot of fun. Again, the vibes are always just so high and so right. And I just love giving back to this community in such a fun, positive, non-stuffy way.
Yeah, it's the best. It's one of the most fun nights of the entire year. We raise so much money. It helps so many people. There's going to be a couple of surprises in store on the 22nd and Anthology. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can go to cscrochester.org. And perfect. Again, $55 for VIP, $35 for general admission. You guys make sure you dress to impress. All right. See you guys Saturday, March 22nd at Anthology. Pop off. We're going to raise so much money this year. We already have $18,000 on the board.
Yep.
So keep it coming. CSCRochester.org to get your ticket. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Shaping up to look like a really nice day. Breeze 45 for the high. The sun is peaking.
I'm going on the boat.
We all peaked.
I'm going on the boat.
Get that wetsuit on. Let's go over to Jill. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happy Monday. Nobody is that busy where they can't take a couple of seconds out of their day to text you back. It's just an excuse. There, I said it. Jill, I have to agree with you. That's Breezy. I didn't have the time.
Yeah, I listen, I don't think it's it's a privilege to get a text back. Just like we were talking about the driver's license. It's a privilege.
They will make the time for what's a priority for them. It's as simple as that.
Correct. And here's the situation. You might not be a priority to me. Sorry, Jilly.
Yeah, here's. Just because you're eating a salad doesn't always mean you're eating healthy. There, I said it. Some of these ladies...
What?
Some of these ladies putting salad dressing on their salad have no idea that these dressings have more fat in it than a regular cheeseburger. There, I said it. Well, she turned it into a woman thing. Okay. All right.
I don't think it's based on gender. I think that it's just nutrition facts, honestly.
I love a good salad kit from the store.
Yeah.
I will agree, though.
But I've checked out the Caesar salad pre-made one at Wegmans, and I'm like,
42 grams of fat?
Yeah, I'm good on that. I would rather eat a whole pizza by myself. Thank you so much.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, no, fully. That's just a Friday night. When people marry someone they hate and they're miserable in their marriage, I don't feel bad for them. There, I said it. You shouldn't marry someone you hate.
Hey, listen, you made your bed. You knew what you were getting into. Now you can sleep in it. Some of you are actually sleeping in different beds, different rooms on different sides of the house.
Absolutely. I don't think, you know, getting married just to get married is not a thing. And I don't think you should do it. Really stuck my neck out for that one.
Some people, though, do it out of, you know, they're like, well, this is the next step for us. We dated all through high school. We dated through college. We broke up once.
Yeah.
It just seems like, hey, this is, I'm like, well, you don't sound excited about it at all.
I know, right? Like, what?
That's, this is depressing.
You need to be with someone who you're madly in love with.
Rom-coms have set so many unrealistic expectations of what a relationship actually looks like. I hate Hollywood. There, I said it. Right. Slick Rick.
Slick Ricky. Mine for today is this. If you're going to post that you're coming, if you're going on tour and you're going to post that you're coming to my area, make sure the tickets are available. There, I said it. It says link in bio for tickets. Not my comedy show. Not my comedy club. Can't find it. There's a comedian that I really want to see coming here, and I went to go buy tickets. Doesn't exist.
Maybe she sold out.
Didn't even, tickets haven't even gone on sale yet.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So annoyed.
Yeah, it's a life, a day in the life of being breezy.
It's so tough.
Corey says people who claim they love reading but only read self-help books don't actually love reading. There, I said it. I love a good self-help book. That's typically what I'm reading.
I've had a book in my bedside drawer for 4 years called How to Break Up with Your Phone. Haven't picked it up once.
No.
Need to.
Still addicted to your phone.
I can't put my phone down to pick up the book.
I know.
Unfortunately.
Your hands are full. Can't do it.
Hands are tied.
Gina says, guys, how much are tickets to the Bachelor auction? My sister is going through a tough divorce, and I want to help her find her next soulmate. All right. Well, Gina, general admission is $35, but just buy the VIP for $55.
We're also giving away tickets, so you can also win those right here on the show every week.
Yeah, when are we doing that this week? We got to figure out a time to.
I mean, it only makes sense to give them away on Friday when the Bachelors are here.
That's true. We'll do it this Friday. We'll give you guys a chance to win those for Bachelor Auction, March 22nd at Anthology on East Ave. Janae says, a guy took me bowling last Friday night, you guys, for a first date, and I was low-key turned off. I just felt like the effort was not there. Bowling is a terrible first date. There, I said it. Well, why? Because he had the personality of drywall?
It's either the effort wasn't there or there's too much effort. If a guy's too good at bowling, gives me the ick. It's not
about being good at bowling. It's about the fact that he took her bowling on a first date.
I think it's out of the box. I think it's innovative.
I think so, too, because I can guarantee you, if he was attractive and held great conversation, it wouldn't matter what you guys were doing.
I will say, though, I mean, like, I feel like bowling is more of a group activity. Bowling just one-on-one, like, you're never going to be able to hang out with each other. You're just like constantly two ships in the night. It's my turn. It's your turn. It's my turn.
Two ships in the night.
Like literally.
Well, it sounds to me like, Janae, it sounds like you were hungry and you just wanted a free meal. There, I said it.
They were like, we didn't eat. Didn't eat there.
Yeah, they were out of chicken tenders. Guys, why does it always look like a bomb went off in TJ Maxx? It's so trash. There, I said it.
Not only a bomb went off in the store, a bomb is about to go off in the bathroom because every time you step foot in there, you have to immediately go to the bathroom. Immediately.
I don't believe that.
It's true.
I don't understand why I always have to dig for a pair of jeans my size on all fours through a huge pile of clothes. I hate it there, but I always go back.
I don't think they wrote all fours. I think you just threw that one in there.
What?
Did they write? I have to
dig.
I don't think they did.
Why?
Because you always are mentioned people are on all fours.
That's what she wrote. Have you ever been into a TJ Maxx? Have you seen the piles of clothes on the floor? You've never had to skim through a pile?
On the floor.
Oh my God. Marshalls, TJ Maxx?
Never in my life. No.
That's almost every location I've ever been to. Not that I'm a huge TJ Maxx shopper, but they are everywhere.
Oh, just what a gorgeous set there on Friday. So cute.
Every TJ Maxx cashier, too. Did you find what you were looking for? No.
No.
I didn't even come close.
But here I am cashing out 5 items.
You have a shovel I can borrow? <It's>
like, my God. Not the TJ Maxx slander. So tough. So incredibly tough. And we'll leave it with this girl. I don't believe in the Bachelor auction. It doesn't seem fun. And you guys are not promoting it well enough. Okay, thank you. I think we're selling it.
Who is that?
Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca.
She's pissed.
You should come on through. You should listen to the show Friday. We'll try and hook you up
with
some tickets.
Let us change your mind.
Let us turn that frown upside down, Rebecca. Oh, maybe let's make love tonight.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Vibrant color. Oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Yes, we're going to bring out our acting abilities this morning. The Oscars are this Sunday. What network?
Yeah, the Oscars are this Sunday. Network, not sure. I think we should get my brother on to break down all the need-to-know stuff. Because I feel like you should know a lot of this, too, no? Do you not watch it?
What's that?
The Oscars.
No, I do, but I'll be honest with you. I have not really kept up with the nominations this year.
So I watched Conclave yesterday.
How was it?
It's up for an Oscar. It was good. It was interesting. It's long. It's about popes.
Oh, yeah.
The Oscar-nominated movies are very intricate, right? They're always, there's a lot of, like, depth behind them, and you got to pay attention and things like that, which obviously, you know, I struggle with. But it was good.
Not always. I mean, remember when Bridesmaids was nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah, that is true.
Great.
So good.
Today's movie, Breezy, you are meeting my character for the very first time. You are looking for a missing person, someone who's close to you.
Okay.
You are out and about trying to find this individual when you run into my character. You have a lot of questions to ask, but you are concerned, okay? But also a little flattered by my charm, if you will. I need you to do this role in some sort of an accent. I really don't care which one. But just make it a little twangy, you know what I mean? A little twangy.
Sure. All right. Okay.
We'll play a little music here to set the tone. 585-252-9800 if you happen to know the name of this film for Moosterpiece Theater. Lights, camera. I'm playing the Rudy music.
You know what?
And action.
I'm looking for a missing person.
Whoa.
What?
You're not some truck driver handling sod.
You said that I needed an accent, and you never specified. Okay. You said whatever I feel as if
a
it's...
A beautiful, sweet, charming young lady. Okay,
right,
let's try it again.
Right.
Action.
I'm looking for a person. Have either of you gentlemen, and I'm assuming I can use the word gentleman, have you seen him?
Why? What'd he do?
He ran away from the nursing home that I work at. Have you seen him?
So you got some kind of reward?
No.
What, are you some kind of bounty hunter?
Now, why would I be a bounty hunter if I said there's no bounty?
What, are you his sister or something like that?
Not that it's any of your business, but I do care about him. I care about him a lot, and he's alone, and I want to find him.
Yeah, maybe.
Ew. Maybe what?
Well, maybe he's alone, maybe he isn't. You don't know. Maybe he's out there living the American dream, and he just ran into a bunch of hitchhikers, like Mark Twain or something like that. You like Mark Twain?
Wow.
Is that a yes? You got a phone number or something?
Yeah, I got a phone number.
Yeah? You going to give it to me? So if I find him, what do you want me to do? Just holler for you?
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah? Say, yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't in the script, so.
You got a name?
Yeah, I got a name. It's Eleanor.
Damn, you are fine. I'm looking forward to hollering at you.
Just help me find my friend, okay? Oh, God.
Just help me find my friend. I'm just not some wham bam thank you name. I just find my friend. See ya.
Cut.
I don't know. I just, that was a very confusing scene, if you ask me. If you ask me, like, what just happened there, I would not be able to tell you. Gun to head, not be able to tell you. So, there's that.
Well, it takes a strong actress to break down a script, that's for sure. Some people got it.
And I'm strong, all right, but just, I don't know. Wasn't there for me.
All right, let's get
to something. So, was she sad? Was she happy? Was she flirty?
A little bit of both, Breeze. A little bit of both.
Right.
She's trying to get it.
So
your character was trying to get it. But she's obviously looking for the person that she cares about the most. Some of you guessed Transformers. That was not. No, it's not Transformers. No, it is not Toy Story 3. Very specific. However, yes, Shia LaBeouf is in this film.
He is?
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting enough.
Let's see who just won a paperclip from our boss's office upstairs. Janine from Livonia says, is it the Peanut Butter Falcon? You would be 100% correct. Great film. Breezy's going to go home, watch it tonight. Bring it in for Breezy's big movie review tomorrow. Well, she will score it a -8.
Not the Peanut Butter Falcon. Right.
One of my faves. Just an all-around classic film.
Shia LaBeouf, was he in this before or after his mental breakdown?
Afterwards.
Perfect. Sure, it'll be one for the books.
Yes.
He's heavily medicated throughout the entire filming process. We're like, okay, great.
And that poor dude's been through a lot. You know what I mean? That you could thank his dad for that.
I mean, life just went really downhill after Even Stevens, for sure. But
out of a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank your acting today?
I mean, it wasn't my best, but...
It's because you were so lost?
Yeah, I didn't know if I was supposed to be happy or sad or flirting or what was happening there, but...
Yeah.
1 to 10, I'd give it a 7.2.
We have a Carmen that just messaged in and said they really liked your accent, so well done.
Well, thank you, Carmen.
It's one person out of thousands.
I'll keep it.
98PXY is free and always will be. Your legend begins aboard.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. I've shared multiple times on the show over the last couple of years that I tried my best in certain situations to keep my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
However, as hard as I try to mind my own business, sometimes it is difficult. But at least I can read a room. Some people have zero filter. And this past Saturday, I'm at the Amex game with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And I don't know if this has ever happened to anyone. I'm sure I'm not alone on this, but it was a odd situation. I'm standing there in line trying to get a soda, and a guy comes up from behind me and goes, hey. And I said, yes. He goes, you Moose? I said, the Amex Moose or On Air Moose? He goes, you the guy from the radio? I said, yeah, how's it going? Don't kill me.
Yeah, help. Yeah.
What the hell's this guy's problem? He goes, oh, I thought you were way fatter in person. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
He just walks away.
And for the first time, I actually
was speechless.
Had nothing to say. I know, shocker. But what do you say?
What happened after? He walked away? What happened?
No, we uncomfortably stood there while I waited to get my soda because we're in line.
You go, no, he pulled out a scale.
I go, I was like, oh, well, you know, I thought you were fatter in person. I was like, well, what do you say? Thank you, sir. I used to be fatter.
It's like so...
I was actually 19 pounds heavier 9 months ago.
Literally.
But after deleting the Domino's app, I was able to slim down.
That's like someone coming up to me and be like, I thought you were skinnier. You talk about losing weight all the time. It's insane. I think that what it comes down to is so many people lack home training. You know what I mean?
Home training.
It starts at home. It starts in the home.
That's where it
and
starts.
And when you go out into the wild and you have to put those skills to use, if you weren't trained, then how are you to know? I think that what it comes down to is people do not
have any sense of how to read a room, talk to other individuals. And I know I sit here all the time and I say, don't blame COVID. But I was actually just talking about this over the weekend with some of my friends when we were at Bristol. COVID definitely did put us all out when it came to actually being able to interact with people.
I disagree.
And know how to do it.
I disagree.
We went 2 years without really going out and having face-to-face interaction and conversation with people. We're all just hiding behind the screen. Let's go to our Zoom happy hour. Like, no.
I was doing plenty of Zoom happy hours, and I was bringing conversation to the table like nothing.
Yeah, but if you get annoyed or you get awkward, you can just close your laptop. You can't really do that in person unless you run away and look like an absolute fool.
But there are so many people today that are just absolute zombies. And I can't figure it out. In this guy's mind, he was paying me a compliment. But it was this awkward silence between the two of us where it was like I looked at him for a second. He looked back at me. And I'm like, nice to meet you. Okay. He was like, you too. What the hell was that?
Sometimes, okay.
I thought you were way fatter in person.
Let's take a step back and also talk about the fact of what we do for a job. Sometimes I feel like people come up to us and say things to us in this profession that they would never say to anybody else. Sometimes I genuinely believe that people in this community look at us as clowns. Oh, well, you're going to make me laugh? Are you going to do your radio voice? What's going on? I'm just trying to eat a meal.
There was a guy at a nice dinner. I was at some sort of function, and he came up to me, and I'm sitting at a table with people I don't know. So it's already comfortable. We're all sharing a meal, and he goes, say something funny. I said, what? He goes, say something funny. Screw you.
Yeah.
What? He goes, let's hear your radio voice. Wow, this is it. I'm really sorry to let you down today, sir.
I know. People are like, you have such a different voice. When you're in person and on the radio, no, I'm still just as nasally as ever.
But has anybody ever come up to you that you've never met and be like, wow, I thought you were a lot fatter in person? Or I thought you were a lot skinnier in person? What have you?
Or I thought hair was longer. Or I thought
Don't get me wrong. I get it. There's been times, I don't think this guy was able to read the room. He was a little awkward. Probably someone you might see on 2020. But I was guilty, even as a kid, of putting my foot in my mouth. Remember that one time my bus driver, I asked her in seventh grade, I was like, are you pregnant? She goes, no, I'm just fat. I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
I don't really think we should ever really be commenting on people's bodies. And something just happened over the weekend where I was in a situation and someone was describing another person. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you know, the heavyset one or like the bigger one or what. And it's just like, I don't like that.
Yeah, you got to narrow people down.
I don't really like that much, but I mean.
But if it's the one characteristic from you being able to figure out exactly who they're talking about, you're going to say it.
But it's not, I don't know. It gives me the ick a little bit. It does. Because like that guy coming up to you and saying it to your face didn't make you feel great. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if that guy's going around and he's like, you know, Moose, the heavyset guy from the radio. It's like, you're not. That's what he thought you were.
I guess,
genuinely thought you were that.
Well, when you think about it, the nickname Moose would kind of, you know.
I know. If you really were committed to the bit and you really were committed to the show, you'd put on a couple pounds to like really fill out the name. You know what I mean?
I did. And then I lost
it.
Yeah,
that is true.
We got a bachelor auction coming at. I got to be able to fit in these tuxedo pants.
I know.
I'm in my closet over the weekend and I saw them hanging up. I'm like, I should try them on while I'm standing here naked.
A month before? So you're not day of. Listen, like, oh, Breeze, it doesn't fit. What are we going to do?
I've done this for people's weddings.
Yeah.
Okay? I've had suits and I'm like, this is a no-go. Panic mode.
Full panic mode. I get that. Well, I should probably start ordering an outfit, shouldn't I? It won't be here in time because they stopped all post office. I don't trust the post office, so.
Yeah, you got to stop getting your clothes off, Timu. That's the problem. It's like, thank you for your order. It should arrive in the next 3 years.
Come on, put some respect on my name. I'm not a Timu girl. I'm a Sheen girly.
And what
very
is the,
different.
And the difference is?
Nothing. I think they're all in the same factory.
They're all coming from China, right?
Yeah, fully.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.